What's going on, guys? This is Captain Michael Bell with Eastern Angling out of Wilmington, North Carolina. I wanted to give you a report on the Cape Fear River. As everybody knows, we've gone through a pretty tough cold snap here in the past week. Temperatures have dropped quite significantly. Some areas have seen some water temperatures down in the mid to low 40s this past week, the past few days. So the fishing has been extremely, extremely tough, I think, for everybody. There might be a few people that have found something, you know, just randomly, like a good bite window in the middle of the day where they've caught a few fish, but otherwise it's been really tough, a tough grind looking for one bite or a few bites throughout the day. A lot of the fish, especially the redfish and the trout, have dropped down pretty much completely out of the upper river and mid-river area into the lower river and even out into the ocean. The one thing that has been left is some stripers, and the stripers have transition from kind of the shallower water that they were feeding in over the past few weeks out into some deeper structure, looking for bigger current breaks, bigger pieces of structure that offers a little bit of hiding for them. But otherwise, it's been really slow and tough. The other things that you could be targeting is places that have very little to no current. There are a few of those around, a few pieces of backwaters and different things like that. And these fish, as the day goes and that water starts to warm up or the tide comes in and those areas fill up, these fish will start to go into those areas to feed and just not to be able to have to deal with that current. With their metabolism being so slow, with the water being so cold, they can go into those areas and kind of stay away from the current and not have to fight it and not have to sit as deep. Structure-wise, or out in the middle of the river channel, whatever the case may be. So the main way that we've been targeting them this past week has been heavy deans, mirror lures and heavy deans, really, really slow retrieves and letting them sink down, you know, fishing between 10 and 12 feet of water and letting those mirror lures get down right off the bottom. The other way that we've been fishing is paddle tails with heavier jig heads, quarter and 3/8 ounce jig heads, being able to cast them out and really dredge the bottom and kind of bounce in along, has been a really good way, especially around structure and that kind of stuff. And then lastly is just a standard jerk bait that you would throw for bass or something else, freshwater wise, using those style baits that either slow suspend or slow sink or just suspend. Can be very, very effective during this time of year. You can cast them out, retrieve them, get them worked down to a depth that you like, and then being able to twitch and just let them sit there and pause in front of those fish's face is another really good way to target these fish right now. But I hope this helps y'all out, and hope y'all have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.